Hi, Lucy here. You might recognize me as the voice behind a handful of episodes on the podcast. As you know, we are built on your stories. So before this week's episode, I really wanted to give a quick shout out to ask if anybody has a story. Get in touch with us through Facebook, Patreon, or use our contact form on ghost-stories.co.uk. We've almost cleared our current backlog, so we really look forward to reading what you send. Even if it's just, you know, a vague memory of yours or the beginnings of a story, don't be shy, send it over and we can transform it into something great for the podcast. We'd love to hear it. Thank you. That's all from me.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Good morning, evening, or afternoon, wherever you are, whenever you are. This is Tyler here with another episode of Ghost Stories, the podcast where we take your stories, put them out into the world, and our listeners vote for if they think they're based in fact or a pure work of fiction. Yeah, this one's been a little late, and I apologize for that. Unfortunately, my son ended up in A&E last week, had a bit of an ankle injury, but he's doing all good now, got the all clear. I was limping for a while, but he's back up on his feet now, I guess, after a few days. So those types of things put a spanner in the works, a bit of a delay, but gotta do what you gotta do, don't you? I'm sure you all understand, because honestly, our audience is probably one of the best audiences I could wish for you. Yeah, we've had well wishes and all sorts. And speaking of the audience, you know, the preamble for my wife asking for stories. We're trying to build up a bit more of a backlog so we don't have to go back to fortnightly content like we were probably about this time last year, honestly, if I remember correctly. So if you have a story, make sure to send it in by going to ghost-stories.co.uk or searching for us on Facebook or Patreon, any of those. You can choose the message and we could possibly make it into an episode for you. So I look forward to hearing from you there. Furthermore, that's a great way to support the podcast, but if you don't have a story, click that like button, drop us a review, or if you want to go the extra mile, jump over to Patreon, drop us a $1, $5 a month, helps with production costs, what some podcasts say is keeping the lights on the studio. The studio we have set in my house ends up being used by everyone else, so I guess I put the lights on whatever room I can find a bit of peace and quiet in. But anywho, this one is another great episode. In fact, probably one of my favorite episodes in a while, purely because putting it together, I did a lot of work with the music and stuff like that. Like I said, it's a shame it's late because my wife recorded it for me a while back, and it was sent in by Nikki. So Nikki, thank you so much for the story. It's a great one, and I hope we did it justice for you. So sit back and enjoy fun and games.
There have always been unexplainable and creepy occurrences in my family as far back as I can remember, like bats flying overhead whenever a certain aunt was about to visit us. We never knew when she was on her way, other than the bats, as we didn't have a phone in my home growing up. Another instance is when a box fan started spinning without explanation while it wasn't plugged in. There have also been knocks on our storm door with no one there, and my mother warned us to never open the door when something like that happened. There's no telling what you'll let in. I'm nearly 40 years old now, and I've grown up believing in ghosts and other things and watching horror movies with relish. But this one instance, and there are so many other tales to tell, happened when I was in high school. Ouija boards are meant to be sold as toys, but those of us that have used them with actual intent know that there's more to them than meets the eye. My mother had a Ouija board, and I took it over to a friend's house when I went to stay the night with her. We decided to use a mirror as a scrying tool to see into the depths of what we were calling on. We were just having fun, really, thinking that nothing would happen. We lit candles and incense and decided it would be a neat addition to offer our blood on the oracle to show how serious we were about communicating with the beyond. We used a pocket knife and cut our thumbs. We watched as our blood dripped little droplets into the eye of the oracle piece. We took the incense and candles and put ash and wax onto the blood and mixed it all together. I don't know why we were doing all this very ritualistic type stuff. We were both compelled by something that we couldn't really explain that led us to do these things. We asked questions, basic questions. Anyone want to talk? Anyone there? The planchette began moving after a little bit of prodding. We had to announce ourselves like a greeting, like opening a line of communication into the void. Yes, was the initial response. We tried talking to dead relatives, but the original speaker was determined to be the star of the show. We were given a name, but I don't recall it. I do know that it belonged to a fallen angel from the time of the First Celestial War. I had a reference book from my mum that I used to verify. The name started with a B, but it wasn't Beelzebub. I think part of me, just as blocked it out, doesn't want to know. The speaker was telling us awful things, like how it liked torture and murder. It tried telling us to kill family members. I thought my friend was pranking me at first, but she was in tears and her hands, they were just hovering over the planchette, as were mine, all the while it was moving. I tossed the oracle piece from the board and ran to turn on the lights. I also decided I wanted to go home. We cleaned up all of our mess from our game, and I made sure to wrap the planchette in a t-shirt I brought with me and placed it in my bag away from the board. You know, just to be safe. I walked home, shaken, watching over my shoulder most of the way, and I kept seeing a movement out the corner of my eyes, but in reality there was nothing when I looked to see what it was. Once home, I made a story up to my mum about how my friend's mum had forgotten about an event or something the next day, so I wasn't able to stay over. Whatever excuse I gave, it worked, and there was no more discussion. There was no way to confirm anyway, because, you know, no phone in our house. Anyway, that night as I was getting ready for bed, I was putting the stuff away that I'd brought over from the friend's house. I felt safe in my home, so replayed events from my friend's house in my head and started laughing about how silly we had been. I decided to put the planchette back in the box with the board, mostly so I wouldn't lose any of the pieces, and also so I wouldn't cause damage to the eyepiece and then have to deal with the wrath of my mum. I left the box on the floor in front of the mirror. I had no problem sleeping in the dark with my door shut. I enjoyed the darkness and the quiet, and slept well like that for years, but not so much anymore. I remember laying there, about to fall asleep, when I heard a faint giggling. I thought, surely that was my mum watching TV in the living room, or my cousin who'd been visiting as well, so maybe they were just being a bit silly. I opened my door and listened down the hall, but my mum wasn't watching TV, she was listening to classic rock and playing cards with my cousin. They were talking about family, and it sounded serious, there was no giggling whatsoever. Then I thought, maybe my younger sisters are still awake and cutting up in their room. I went and checked on them. They were deep asleep. Maybe my brothers? No, deep asleep as well. By this time, I'm getting a bit nervous and upset with myself for letting fear make me feel so nervous. I went back into my room and shut the door and got back into bed. Maybe it was a dream. You know, like those hyper-realistic dreams that seem so real, but they're just your brain tricking you. I was too anxious to go back to sleep, so I just laid there, listening to all the sounds of the house, making sure I could cipher what it all was. Then I heard scratching. It was a strange scratching noise, like plastic on cardboard, and it was coming from inside my room. Then the giggling started again, this time louder and closer than before. The scratching sped up as the giggling grew louder. I tried to call out for my mum, but I was frozen and barely a whisper came out. Mama, I whispered in a panic. There was an intense weight upon me and hot breath in my face. The giggle was right there in front of me, on me and my bed. I was helpless until I kicked my legs out and flung up my arms as if to knock this thing away. I was finally able to scream for my mum as I heard this big crash. She came running with my cousin to check on me. She thought something had broken my window. When I tried to explain what had happened, she started laughing, telling me I was sleeping, having sleep paralysis. You know, very common, really, she said. I looked at her, and then my mirror, and then down at the Ouija board. I asked her, "Care to explain that then?" My mother was speechless, simply staring at the box, which was partly open, sitting on top of the mirror shattered on the floor.
Well, that was fantastically spooky. I really enjoyed that story. So Nikki, thank you so much for sending it in. If you have any more stories, be sure to send them over. I'd love to hear if anything else happened to you after that. And again, to my wife Lucy, thank you so much for reading it. Brilliant job as always. But now, dear listener, it's up to you. I need you to let us know if Fun and Games was based in fact or a pure work of fiction. So you can do that by jumping over to Facebook, jumping over to Patreon, either or drop a comment, use our poll, and let us know what you think. And I'm sure, Nikki, if you're keeping an eye on those platforms, maybe one day you could reveal or shoot me a message. We could do it for one of our Talking Ghost episodes. But yeah, that's it for this week. I thank you all for tuning in. Like I said, get those stories sent over. I can't wait to hear from you. Now, yeah, and also, finally, one final note, apologies if it's been a bit of a noisy background recording. I'm sitting on what turns out to be the squeakiest chair on earth. Not ideal when you're working audio, is it? But it is what it is. At least we finally got a story out for you. And yeah, I'm going to leave it at that. Make sure to stay safe, take care of each other, and don't stop asking.
Do you believe in ghosts?